KX, I'm 4ZLK.
Yeah, I'm here, Shane.
Just wanted to let you know I'm running into my first rain shower. It's a pretty good one.
Well, be careful out there, and I'll talk to you later on, or I'll see you in the morning. That's way you can keep your hands on the steering wheel.
Fails. All right, I'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
WHK.
KF4EJY.
I heard you in a while. I just think about you and your brother earlier today. I heard from you, either one, in a while.
I've been going like gangbusters. I was out of my van for about a month, and then I've been sick, and it's just been one thing after another.
Yeah, you're doing that to you.
Yeah, my van needed a new transmission put in it. 40,000 miles, and the transmission died in it, which was crazy. Luckily, it was still under warranty.
For sure. That saved you a bunch of money there. Even though being without the van for a month cost you money, it could have been both. So that's a good thing you had the warranty still.
I have about a year left on it, but I couldn't believe how much they told me how much it cost to replace the thing. I guess part of it was because it's all-wheel drive. $13,000 for labor and materials.
That is an awful lot, but it being all-wheel drive does have a lot to do with it. And then parts just gotten outrageous. And dealerships are charging a lot of money for labor nowadays.
That's what it looked like. I mean, they didn't even put a brand new transmission in. They put a rebuild in it, which, I mean, I don't know if it's good or bad. I mean, the brand new one lasted me 40,000, you know. Is would a new one last me 40,000 too? You know what I mean? I don't know, but I think the transmission alone was 8,700 and then labor on top of that. So it was a good bit.
Well, typically you don't get a new transmission or a new engine when they have to be replaced. You get a remand unit from all the manufacturers I've had anything to do with. I'm not saying it that way all the time, but in general, those parts are remanufactured if you get a new one.
Yeah, I mean, makes sense. I've never had to deal with it, so I've never had anything this major, luckily. Hopefully nothing major like this again for a while.
That'd be bad if you gotta do it every 40,000 miles or so. That's not good.
You know, all this new stuff, planned obsolescence, you know, it's kinda dies. You have to fork over something to either have it replaced, rebuild, or buy a new one altogether.
Yep. The way it's getting anymore, and they've got it now to where they want you back there and just replace components. That's just the way they've got it set up nowadays, it seems like.
Now that's how it feels. Well, I did talk to Daniel a few days ago, or maybe a little bit longer than that. He kind of filled me in on your situation, what you had going on, so hopefully that's all working out.
It seems to be going pretty good. Got a lot of things going on. This week's kind of a lull in everything for me. That's going to be interesting.
Okay. Big life changes. You know, you kind of just got to roll with the punches and, yeah. I'm not in the same boat, but I've had a lot of life changes lately. It's been a lot to handle.
Well, they've been mostly good for you, or they've all been good, but I know that's probably not the case. But life has just The one constant in it is things will continually change.
Rain just decided to start pouring down on me. I got hit this morning. Luckily, it's been pretty nice throughout the day. I'm working on a deck, rebuilding the deck. So I got rained out Monday, rained out this morning. Got a late start. Luckily, no rain the rest of the day. Pretty easy working, except for Lowe's messed up my order, per usual.
Yeah. The great thing to have to depend on other people sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, they sent two trucks out, and they delivered half my order. And then I had to go have some come-to-Jesus meetings with some people, and they realized how much they messed up and just left the rest of my order sitting at the store. So I was like, I don't care if you deliver it personally. I need it, you know, at the job site by 8 a.m.
They don't care. They'll just say, ah, we got other customers all down the line. That seems to be the corporate way anymore.
I mean, they've got all these, now they've got third parties doing all their deliveries, well, not even directly attached to it, and, you know, they'll order stuff from other vendors, and the vendor will deliver it. So, luckily, this was direct from Lowe's. Lowe's had full control over it. They just didn't deliver it. So, I had some words with some people, and they assured me that it would be taken care of. So I should be receiving some compensation along with that. But it's sad that you got to chase everyone down to make sure they're doing their job right.
Yeah, I don't see that changing anytime soon. I know when we redone our kitchen, we had problems with some of the cabinets not coming when they were supposed to, and some of them damaged when they got here, so part of it, I guess.
I mean, I get stuff slips through cracks, and, you know, some things are unavoidable, and people make mistakes. That's all fine. It's, you know, how do they recover from that? How do they treat you in, you know, the customer service side, making sure that you're taken care of as a result of their mistakes? Most of the time, they don't really care, like you said. Even when you have a sit-down talk with them and make it very clear what's going to happen, you know, there's just no, it just doesn't work like that anymore.
A phone call.
I'll catch you later, Patrick, KF4EJY. I'll be clear.
Brother with Dale, KO4EJY.